We're in the second part of our lesson and reading selected excerpts from our Rav Asher's articles in Faith Above Reason. We're reading item 16. And thus, what should I do now? So I will continue with Above Reason. There is only to reinforce and to start looking for ways to dress his work in Above Reason. It turns out that by that he did not blemish his faith at all, since he was walking in it before he was rewarded with any illumination from above, since even now he's not receiving the illumination as a foundation on which to build the structure of his work. Rather, he's taking the illumination as a testimony that he is on the right track, that he is in faith above reason. Only in this form of work does the Creator bring a person closer to him and gives him room to draw nearer to him, since this nearing will not let him fall into the vessels of reception, which are cold within reason, since the Creator sees that he is trying to go only above reason. Once again, Rav Asher, Article 21, concerning Above Reason. Thus, what should I do now? So I will continue with Above Reason. There's only to reinforce and to start looking for ways to dress his work in Above Reason. It turns out that by that, he did not blemish his faith at all, since he was walking in it before he was rewarded with any illumination from above. Since even now, he's not receiving the illumination as a foundation on which to build the structure of his work. Rather, he's taking the illumination as a testimony that he is on the right track, that he is in faith above reason. Only in this form of work does the Creator bring a person closer to him and gives him room to draw nearer to him, since this nearing will not let him fall into the vessels of reception, which are cold within reason, since the Creator sees that he is trying to go only above reason.
This means that a person is trying to be as small as possible, as little as possible to understand in his corporeal mind, to feel as little as possible in his corporeal feelings, but to always be adhered to the actions of the Creator that he feels are passing through him. And then in this way, he reaches such a dvikut, such an adhesion, that he starts to feel how the Creator is acting on him, and he's adhered to all of the actions of the Creator. This is called that he's working, that he's going in faith above reason, meaning he does not demand anything for himself, but only the strength in order to nullify every time, meaning he wants to feel how the Creator is constantly working upon him, escorting him, arranges him, and a person as if wants to be together with it, to dress into this, not to do any action except to always agree with what the Creator is acting out in him. Ask.
It
seems to me that to go faith above reason is gadlut. It's something very big.
Ze gadol,
it is something big. But this size, this greatness comes by you wanting to belong to the Creator all the time, to nullify your I, and all the time to adhere. And what He is doing, you just want to disappear by this. That my I does not belong there. No, I just all the time want to belong to this action.
And
wherefrom does the strength to disappear come from?
And this is what I ask. This is what I ask for all the time, to be in adhesion. And then in this work, it's not such easy work. And it's not lowly work, because by this you will need to be up until the Creator's size in all the 125 degrees. But the approach, I'm talking about the approach here, the approach needs to be such that I just want to adhere, as if don't exist. As if I am just adhering to Him. And all the time just to be like that, to feel the changes that the Creator is making. I'm not giving myself such anesthetic that I don't feel anything against pain or anything. No. It's the opposite. I want all the time to feel that the Creator is making all sorts of changes upon me and the environment, the friends, and I want to be all the time just adhere to this, to belong to this. This is the start of the work in faith above reason. Well, there's a few more such approaches, but this is the main type of, this is the main approach. Okay?
P.T. Young.
P.T. Young.
What does it mean that he takes this in the form of a witnessing and not a as a basis?
That for him, it's enough in order to all the time to advance towards adhesion with the Creator. This is how I would say it. I can't quite express it. We'll find the words. Let's continue. Oh, wait, there's a lot of questions here. Oh, suddenly they started. PT6.
Rav, life is split into two, into the group work, friends, and study, and then corporeal life. In the corporeal life, aside from connecting that life to the Creator in faith above reason, is there anything else that connects us to the Creator?
I don't understand what else you have to do. You have something that's not coming from the Creator, the corporeal, spiritual. No, so what are you asking?
Well, because when we make do this work in the group, it feels that there's an additional work that's in the group, is a prayer that is above this connection that we have.
And what, that disturbs you in some way? The prayer is part of this.
No, it doesn't disturb me. I'm just asking. Okay, I'm asking like this. From the corporeal side, whenever I go through something, if Creator has thrown me to some sort of a state and I didn't understand why He took me through this, but He did. So besides connecting to the Creator, what else do I need to do?
Nope, there's nothing else. And you also don't even care why He did it. He does everything in order for you to give you an opportunity to adhere to Him.
Thank you.
Okay, so we have Latin 7.
Gracias, Rab. La pregunta es, cuando yo recibo cierta iluminación, ¿cómo evitar llenar las vasijas de recepción?
Thank you, Rav. I receive a certain light, let's say, illumination. How can I not receive that illumination into my vessels of reception?
You try not to forget that you want to be adhered through the friends to the Creator, that for you this is the main thing, the action itself, and not your feeling. Not the direct feeling, but the action, that you want to be adhered to the state. And the feeling afterwards. This is not the main thing. The main thing is that you want to be adhered with the one that's acting, the adhered with the group. This is the main thing. Start to differentiate here such things. And then we'll talk. Moscow 1.
Continuing the line of questioning from the friends, to be adhered to the Creator through the friends. What does it mean to adhere through the friends to the Creator?
How can you connect to the Creator if not through the friends? Explain it to me. How is it possible? And you have no other vessel, no other kli, except through the 10 that you can through it reveal the Creator and hear to it. Alone, it's never possible. There's no such thing. This is how the system is built. So, first to nullify and adhere to the 10, that's how it is? Yes, of course. Rav said. Tel Aviv 1.
Hello. Hello, Rav. A question from a friend. The writings of Rabash about faith, about reason, we need to listen in the same way that we listen to Tass.
I don't know what you heard in Tass, and I can't tell you if accordingly you need to study this, the writings of Rabash in such a way. It's nonsense to ask in such a way. Of course, these two things are completely different, one from the other. Unity 3.
How does the evening lesson influence the morning lesson in faith above reason?
The evening lesson greatly influences the morning lesson, which prepares for us the morning lesson in the right way, in a more internal way. And therefore, it's worthwhile to study in the evening lesson and immediately after it go to sleep. Ron, continue.
Okay, item 17. From the article concerning above reason, it follows from all the above that concerning above reason, there is a difference between a person and the Creator and a person and his friend. Between a person and his friend, if he can see the friend's merits within reason, it is better. But if within reason he sees only the friend's faults, he has no choice but to go above reason and say, what I see, hear, and feel is all wrong and untrue. It is impossible that I was mistaken about the friends I have chosen to bond with, meaning that I miscalculated. That is, I thought that I would grow richer in spirituality through them, since they had possessions that I did not. Hence, if I were to bond with them, I could rise to a higher degree than I thought. But now I see that in fact I am discerning otherwise.
Once again.
It follows that from all the above that concerning above reason, there is a difference between a person and the Creator, and a person and his friend. Between a person and his friend, if he can see the friend's merits within reason, it is better. But if within reason he sees only the friend's faults, he has no choice but to go above reason and say, what I see, hear, and feel is all wrong and untrue. It is impossible that I was mistaken about the friends I have chosen to bond with, meaning that I miscalculated. That is, I thought that I would grow richer in spirituality through them, since they had possessions that I did not. Hence, if I were to bond with them, I could rise to a higher degree than I thought. But now I see that, in fact, I am discerning otherwise.
Nice. That means that all of my benefit, that I am in the 10, and that I can bestow to them, to contribute to them, to nullify towards them, to raise them, make them as much as possible greater than myself. This is my great benefit of being in the 10. And I don't want to receive anything from them except the ability to bestow to them. This is basically our work within the 10, our work above reason.
Barur.
Is it clear?
Oh, I say any shilot.
Nope, there's no questions on this. Meaning, what is he telling us here? He's telling us, be happy from this that you're in a group where you can bow to them and bestow to them, raise them to the Creator. You can be concerned that you are praying to the Creator that He'll bring them closer. You don't want anything for yourself, but only that the Creator will give you the opportunity to ask for the friends and to bring your friends closer to Him, that you'll think only about this. For this reason, you need a group in order to practice on them as much as you can be in this prayer for them. And in this way, you will advance towards the Creator Himself. Is this clear? Meaning that our attitude to the group needs to be such that it's very, very sharp. Here, there are no concessions, no nothing. Only in this way, that I am entirely, entirely devoted to the group. And here, it's completely, it's within reason and as much as possible above reason, just like he wrote to us before. Towards the friends, it's greater to be within reason. And with the Creator, it's better to be above reason. Is it clear? Moscow 3.
Спасибо, Раф. Как я понял из вашего объяснения,
thanks, Raf. From what I understood, the Creator gets contentment when I ask for the friends. And I wanted to ask for a while. When you ask for the friends, it takes a lot of strength from you, a lot of energy. From where does a Kabbalist take this limitless energy when he asks at every moment for the friends? Where is the source located?
A Kabbalist is always trying to be in connection with the Creator and understands that if he disconnects from the Creator, then that very same moment he stops getting that the strength from above, and the ability to see the state correctly. Therefore, he is constantly concerned that he will have some kind of a connection with the Creator, a deficiency. That the man that he raises to the Creator will be constant. And just like it's written, I wish you would pray all day. And then he works accordingly, meaning to all the time to ask and ask of the Creator for strength in order to be concerned for all the friends and to raise them all to the Creator. That's how it is.
We also need to ask strength, this fuel, for the prayer.
And we receive all the strength only from the Creator, only from the light. But in the ten, and in practice, I need to act in such a way that I'm holding them and helping them grow, and I'm helping the entire ten in such a way. PT 18.
If a friend in the ten was upset at the words of another friend, who needs correction here?
I can't say this. This is not enough information to say. In general, the correction is towards each one. If he feels that the ten is as if harming him, then probably he is not correct, and he's not deciphering this state correctly.
If he feels that, then Tart, not then Tart.
You don't understand that there's nothing here I can tell you? Go to a judge and clarify these things.
Because this problem exists, I think, in any ten. It's a spiritual thing. The fact that I feel this inside of me, who should I appeal to? This problem is alive and well and tense.
The tens accordingly need to clarify these states in advance. There's no problem. It all comes from above. The Creator awakens such states in order for us to grow above them.
Chaver.
Chaver.
Rav, the Creator has prepared Bnei Baruch as his army. Is it possible that the Creator will correct, do the work himself without his army?
I don't know. You're asking me as if I'm able to ask him directly. I don't know. You ask him yourself. So if you're asking him yourself all the time, so why are you asking me? No, you're not getting an answer. Okay, I don't see any questions, so let's continue.
Item 17 from the article concerning above reason. Item 18. Baal HaSulam said that the only thing that can help a person emerge from self-love and be rewarded with the love of the Creator is the love of friends. Hence, I have no choice but to bond with those friends, although in my view, I would be better off staying away from them and avoid bonding with them. However, I have no choice, and I must believe above reason that indeed all the friends are at a higher degree, but I cannot see their virtue with my eyes. This is why he must believe above reason. But when he sees the merit of the friends within reason, he can certainly derive great benefit from the friends.
Again,
Baal HaSulam said that the only thing that can help a person emerge from self-love and be rewarded with the love of the Creator is love of friends. Hence, I have no choice but to bond with those friends, although in my view, I would be better off staying away from them and avoid bonding with them. However, I have no choice, and I must believe above reason that indeed, all the friends are at a higher degree, but I cannot see their virtue with my eyes. This is why he must believe above reason. But when he sees the merit of the friends within reason, he can certainly derive great benefit from the friends.
בטח שהוא היה יכול לקבל מהחברים תועלת גדולה.
זאת אומרת,
this means as much as I try to see the friends in a higher degree, and accordingly I want to be connected to them even as the smallest one, and to do everything that I can in order to help them, to support them, and by this I advance only in this way, meaning I have in front of me as if a tip of a wagon that I need to push it forward. These are my friends. And if I push the whole 10, this whole wagon, towards the Creator, and by this I advance, and I need to see that the friends that are always sitting in this wagon or in a boat, and I am advancing them towards connection with the Creator. And by this, and this is the only thing I care for. Is this clear?
Beersheba.
Shalom Rav.
Hello, Raf. Question from a friend in the 10. What does it mean to pray in order to ascend the friend to the Creator?
Now, when I ask for everyone to be connected and the upper light that is one, and for us to be united as one, and for the upper light to dress in us. That's it. If we are not connected enough between us, then the upper light will perform all sorts of exercises upon us until we will receive this united form and will pray and turn to the Creator, and then He'll dress in us. Okay. Interesting, there's no questions. Okay, probably this material is understood. So read for us 19.
Item 19. There's a different order between a person and the Creator. In a place where one can go above reason, it is better. Therefore, where one can be assisted from within reason, being rewarded with some illumination from above, he can say, "Now I see that it is worthwhile being a servant of the Creator, because I feel a good taste in the work." It follows that he took this feeling that he finds meaning in the work as a basis and foundation upon which to build his faith, spiritual growth. And now that he understands with his reason that it is worthwhile to keep Torah and mitzvot, his whole foundation is built on this condition. This means that when he finds meaning in the work, he should obey the voice of the Creator. Thus, if he does not find meaning in the work, he cannot keep the mitzvot of the Creator.
True.
Again.
בין אדם למקום הוא סדר אחר. כי במקום שהוא יכול ללכת
The order between a person and the Creator is different. In a place, if a person can go on faith above reason, it is better. Therefore, if one can be assisted from within reason, being rewarded with some illumination from above, then he can say, now I see that it is worthwhile being a servant of the Creator because I feel good, I feel a good taste in the work. It follows that he took this feeling that he finds meaning in the work as a basis and foundation upon which to build his spiritual advancement. And now that he understands with his reason that it is worthwhile to keep Torah and Mitzvot, his whole foundation is built on this condition. This means that when he finds meaning in the work,
whether to receive pleasure or not.
In other words, if he finds taste in the work, finds meaning in the work, he should obey the voice of the Creator. Thus, if he does not find meaning in the work, he cannot keep the mitzvot of the Creator.
This is exactly the examination, and I need to see myself such that do I, without receiving any taste, any knowledge, any feeling, can I nonetheless yearn towards the Creator and be adhered to Him? This is my examination. And here, if I see that I'm incapable, then a prayer. I cannot, then through the friends, an appeal to the Creator to receive strength. But this state, if I have no taste in the work, this is the most beautiful state in order to advance in faith above reason to a higher degree. And in this way to jump further up. And that you'll have all the best until tomorrow. Till tomorrow morning. In the meantime, I think it's already possible to sing.
Love.